News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden still trying to eliminate some student loan debt. USA's John Schaefer explains.
President Biden has unveiled a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. This marks Biden's latest endeavor to address student debt cancellation following the Supreme Court's rejection of his comprehensive cancellation plan last year.
In Congress, back to work this week, House Speaker Mike Johnson set to tackle a foreign aid bill that would fund Ukraine. However, some of his fellow Republicans are still pushing back. Democrats argue they spent months negotiating a bipartisan bill in the Senate combining enhanced border security with foreign aid, only to have former President Donald Trump order Republicans in both chambers to kill it. Hardline Republican lawmakers want the Biden administration to reimpose Trump-era border policy before accepting any foreign aid deals. A deadly triple shooting is reported involving a legal deposition that was interrupted by gunfire inside a Las Vegas law firm. It happened Monday inside the Prince Law Group's offices there. The shooter reportedly interrupted the deposition, killing two people in the room, then turning the gun on himself. Many Americans are reflecting upon this week's total solar eclipse, including Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner, while viewing the event at Indiana University Monday.
And at this precise moment, this enormous universe is located right here.
Fitting as ever, the Star Trek legend has long had an interest in astronomy. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial upcoming in New York. Trump's attorneys could not convince appeals judges there that Trump might not get a fair trial. The former president faces charges of falsifying business records in order to cover up a tryst with adult film actress Stormy Daniels back before the 2016 election. The trial is currently set for April 15th. Quite a bit of money raised this past weekend for the Trump campaign during a fundraiser in Florida.
Making America great again, and that's what's happened.
Donald Trump speaking outside the campaign fundraiser event in Palm Beach Saturday night with wife Melania by his side. Trump on social media writing it's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. And he tells reporters
the election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had.
USA's Laura Winters. The event raised roughly $50 million for the Trump campaign, roughly doubling President Biden's recent high-profile fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall in New York. For the first time in a couple of years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. At the same time, it's notable that U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.